So, Mr. Peng, I'm going to ask you to flip to what's been marked as A6, and I believe it's a yes. So, there's been a lot of testimony about this exhibit. I just want to ask you a couple quick questions related to this A6. So, what are the rules of the road for the truck in this scenario?
From Mr. Kuznicki's testimony, this diagram depicts a scenario where two trucks are on Shoshou or some sort of a street, and that truck A legally must yield to truck B before making that turn. And when truck A is making that left turn, as he clears the street, he must stop for the users on the multi-use trail, and when it's safe to do so, can cross the multi-use trail.
And so are the rules of the road adequate to it, or do they address the potential collision scenario described there?
Absolutely.
Okay. You can probably put that binder away for now. I'd like to return now to Streets Illustrated. And again, Ms. Hershey's memo suggests that the proposal is in conflict with guidance provided in SDOT Streets Illustrated. So let me step way back. You had just testified that this was adopted on December 1st. So if that's the case, how was it that Ms. Hershey was looking at Streets Illustrated in the first place?
It was out for public review and comment.
Okay, and so that's the version that was adopted?
Yes.
Okay. Does that manual distinguish between two-way bicycle facilities and shared use paths?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Could you please turn to tab 10? Do you recognize this?
Yes.
Does this chapter address shared use paths?
Yes.
I'd like to turn your attention to COS 000165. And there's a heading there that says shared use paths.
We'll mark this as R52.
Thank you. Can you read that first sentence under shared use paths?
Sure. Shared use paths are a critical part of the bicycle and pedestrian network and accommodate a high volume of pedestrians and bicyclists. They may be located in an independent right-of-way or adjacent to roadway / cycle path.
And based on your familiarity with Streets Illustrated, does Streets Illustrated preclude shared use path like the one that's the subject of the EIS?
It does not.
And do you agree with Ms. Hershey's conclusion that the proposal is in conflict with guidance provided by Streets Illustrated?
It is not in conflict.
You had mentioned earlier that this replaces an older plan or manual. I'm going to hand you something here. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have R52? I'd ask for that to be admitted.
No objection.
R52 is admitted.
This is one of the ones that we forwarded by link but didn't include in our binder. Chairman, I'd ask to have this entered as R53. This is the Seattle. Mr. Chang, do you recognize this document?
It is the printed copy of the Seattle Right-of-Way Improvement Manual.
And is this the document you're referring to earlier as being the predecessor to Streets Illustrated?
Yes.
So it's going to be a little tricky here because this document does not have page numbers. But I'd ask you to turn to section 4.2. And again, I apologize, there are no page numbers. It's about a third of the way through the document.
Four point two,
yes.
Four
me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. About two-thirds of the way down, there's a paragraph that begins, Major Truck Streets. Do you see that?
Yes.
Could you read that for us?
Sure. Major truck streets accommodate significant freight movements through the city and to and from major freight traffic generators to Port of Seattle terminals, intermodal rail facilities, and regional freeway network.
Let me ask you to pause right there. So does this is this consistent with your testimony about the major truck street and the concept of accommodating?
Yes.
Okay. And are you aware of anything in the right-of-way